This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. The Israeli military confirmed on Friday that it had killed top Hezbollah commander Ibrahim Akil and other senior commanders of the movement's Radwan Special Forces Unit in a strike in southern Beirut, sharply escalating the year-long conflict between Israel and the Iran-backed group. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It was Israel's deadliest such attack on Lebanon's capital since the 2006 war with Hezbollah. The Israeli military says the strike killed Ibrahim Akil, who has been sanctioned by the U.S. for the deadly 1983 attacks on Americans in Beirut. The Israeli strike came after Hezbollah pounded northern Israel with dozens of rockets. The attacks followed this week's deadly explosions of Hezbollah pagers and walkie-talkies, attributed to Israel, amid fears the Gaza war might now spread into a regional one.
Everything we're doing is going to be involved in trying to prevent that outcome.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says there's still time for a diplomatic solution instead of escalation. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The worst floods to hit Central Europe in at least two decades have left a trail of destruction from Romania to Poland, submerging cars and leaving authorities and householders with a bill for damages that will run into billions of dollars. Akos Fanyodi lives in the suburbs of Budapest.
To be honest with you, we are safe. Our house is in a safe situation, but of course the water level is quite high.
He and others are bracing for more. The Danube River is expected to peak around or slightly above 8.5 meters in the city, likely on Friday or on Saturday. For expanded coverage, go to voanews.com 24 hours a day.